This is Hank Hennegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with another Hank Unplug short. I'm sure most of you by now have heard about the 1619 Project, a project that was spearheaded by Nicole Hannah-Jones, a person who wants to reimagine America, a person who has gone so far as to say that slavocracy is not only our original sin, it is the very origin of our country. It is our DNA. She wants to say that our founding ideals of liberal equality were false, false when they were written, and that even Nazi Germany used America as inspiration for its racist policies. So we have racism in our DNA and therefore become an exemplar to the Nazis for the extermination of inferior races. But not so fast. Nazi Germany was motivated by the Darwinian Revolution. Nazi Germany took the American conception of eugenics, which was increasingly promoted throughout our country as well as throughout the West, to its logical conclusion, namely to take those that were not well born and exterminate them so that the Nazis could create what they believed in, the Übermensch. Thus, at the heart of the problem is the notion that we're not created in the image and likeness of God, such that we have intrinsic worth, but rather we're merely molecules in motion. And the goal of the molecules is always to advance, to progress to a higher ideal. The amoeba becomes the ape, and the ape ultimately becomes the astronaut. And for such evolution to work, we have to eliminate the weak. Otherwise, we will pollute the gene pool, and the evolutionary process will be rendered impossible. And so at the root of the problem is an atheist Marxist ideal, which, ironically, is the ideal that Nicole Hannah-Jones subscribes to. She subscribes not to capitalism, to her capitalism as the boogeyman, except when she's on the speaking circuit or receiving her royalties. As she makes plain again and again in the 1619 Project, socialism, not capitalism, is the answer. Also inextricably woven into this dangerous elixir is the commonality of atheist, Marxist ideology that divides humanity into the oppressed and the oppressor. And thus religion becomes, as Karl Marx put it, the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of the heartless world, the soul of soulless conditions, the opium of the people. Thus said Karl Marx, the abolition of religion as the illusory happiness of the people is the demand for their real happiness. To call on them to give up their illusions about their conditions is to call on them to give up a condition that requires illusions. The criticism of religion is therefore in embryo, the criticism of that veil of tears of which religion is the halo. The real illusion, however, the real misinformation, disinformation, the real lie is found in the 1619 Project. They want to get rid of religion. They think it's an illusion. And so the educational system in concert with the 1619 Project is bent on eradicating God. Because in their view, if we eradicate God, then anything becomes possible. And in truth, the lie is that the problem is religion. The real problem is sin. It is sin that animates racism. Not the color of skin, although skin color is most certainly the pretext. It's sin that animates racism. And we know that because black-on-black slavery was prevalent in Africa just as, well, as one illustration. There were also free black slave owners in the American South, to give yet another illustration. Indeed, the truth of the matter is slavery has existed throughout all of human history. Who can forget the reality that the Hebrews were slaves to the Egyptians? So if we are to reimagine America, we must do so based on the communication that as human beings, we are created in the image and designed to attain to the likeness of God. And when we see others, whatever their social condition, whatever their heritage, as people of God, people made in the image and likeness of God, we will never abuse them through slavery, nor kill them through abortion, nor seek to eradicate them on the pretext that they're inferior and thus can be used as slaves or eradicated in order to maintain the purity of the gene pool. I love the way St. Paul put it. From one man, God created a different nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. He designed the exact times and places that they would live. And he did that so that men might reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. The real problem is always sin. It runs to the center of the human heart. And the only antidote to sin is the Christ who took on our humanity so that we could become more and more godlike, so that we could see the Christ in those around us, so that we could become transformational agents in this world, not through a 1619 project bereft with lies, but through following truth wherever it leads. Thanks for tuning in.